Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We were ahead of trend on the bucket of coffee. I just didn't talk about it. Let's try to be ahead of the trend on what's going to be happening next spring when you file your taxes, because there's a lot going on in the recent spending bill that was just passed and signed in D.C. that affects just about every single American. And our good friend Andrew Latimer from CLA joining us here on Brian and Company to talk a little bit about it. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm good. You know, I want to start with something generic that I just sort of, because I'm not a tax guy, and it was a political football for a while, but maybe now that it's signed, you can tell me. Does the net-net, does this tax legislation disproportionately benefit the wealthy?
Well, I think there are a lot of tax benefits for business owners, but it's for business owners, you know, from the mom and pop up to, you know, the bigger companies. And I think it's good changes for everyone. And there's some good changes in here for, you know, the middle class and below. I think there's some great things in here, whether it's a SALT deduction or, you know, deductions for, again, Social Security income and tips and overtime. So I think there's, a lot of good things in this for a lot of people.
So, I mean, I don't want to push you on a political question, but so does that mean it's not disproportionately advantageous to the wealthy?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, good. That's good to know. Thank you for that. So we move on to the specifics. When it comes to, we know about tips and overtime, that we've talked about that plenty. What else is in there that you think specifically that an individual needs to know about?
Sure. So, I mean, one of the nice things is the tax rates are staying the same. They're not going back up to, you know, pre-2017 rates. So the tax rates in 25 and going forward are going to be the same levels. And there's, other than inflation, meaning that the brackets are going to change a little bit, but the top rate's staying the same. It's not going back up to the 39.6. There's a SALT limitation, which we all knew about, which was $10,000. That SALT cap starting this year, meaning 2025, is going to go up to $40,000, but it does phase out between $500,000 and $600,000. So after $600,000, your cap still is $10,000. But this may actually allow more people to itemize versus taking the standard deduction. So this could be something that's beneficial to a lot of people.
That we're talking with Andrew
$500,000. Yep.
Andrew Latimer from CLA joining us here on Brian and Company. You know, I was curious if the 2017 tax cut had lapsed, how much more money would that have been for, like, the average person in their taxes? Would have been a dramatic, noticeable number?
I think it would have been a noticeable number because the tax rates would have gone up. And so even if you were making the same amount of money, I think there would have been more money going to the government. And the other thing that's going to stay there is the higher standard deduction is staying where it was versus going back down.
What about with seniors? I mean, what's this sort of extra bonus they're getting?
Right. So for seniors that are 65 and older, there's now it's a temporary deduction. So it's from 2025 to tax year 2028. Each senior that's 65 and older is going to get a $6,000 deduction on top of, you know, whatever standard or itemized deduction they have, if their adjusted gross income is under $150,000. So what may end up happening if you and your spouse are over 65 and your main source of income is Social Security, you're going to get a $12,000 deduction because each one of you is going to get a $6,000 deduction for the tax years 25, 26, 27, and 28.
Now, is a dependent care flexible spending account, is that the same as like an HSA?
Yep. Well, it's okay. Similar concept in that it comes out pre-tax, And one of the nice things about that is that's going up as well. It used to, you know, like the dependent care expenses used to be limited to $5,000 to be taken out of your pay. It's now going to go up to $7,500.
And I don't know how much you advise people, because like I was ignorant to this until I had kids, and my wife is so practical. I mean, everyone thinks of the 401k stuff as a way to sort of reduce your tax liability, but like the flex spending accounts and HSAs are so huge if you have children, because A, it lowers your tax burden, and then you have an account to pay all this healthcare crap, and you can even use for glasses and stuff. Like, everybody should have it, but especially if you have kids, you need to use it.
Yeah, I mean, whether you get a flexible spending account or a health savings account, you know, whatever your healthcare plan allows, great way to take money out pre-tax and use it for medical expenses. Works great. I've utilized it. I've always tried to max out my health savings account because I've got three kids and we're always going to the doctor or getting contacts or getting some sort of medicine.
It's super. I mean, honestly, everybody. I'm not getting compensated. I just think that it's silly not to. You're going to pay that money for your kids anyway. You might as well get a benefit from it. Right. We're talking with Andrew Latimer from CLA here in Brighton Company. The auto loan deduction, I don't really understand why. I'm kind of ticked off because I just paid off a car much sooner than I really needed to, because I just needed to release some monthly payments because I needed the cash flow for other things. But like.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What's the reason behind doing something like this? They want people to stay in their loans longer? Like, I don't get it.
Well, I think also when you look at the auto, you know, the deduction, it's got to be a U.S. Car assembled in the U.S.
Oh, right.
It's a $10,000 deduction. And it's not even an itemized deduction. It's if you take the standard deduction, you can get the $10,000 deduction. But there are phase outs.
Oh, there are. Okay. And there are some, yep. I think there are income limits too. To it.
Yeah, their income limit is $200,000 for someone married filing jointly.
Yeah, so it's okay. And lastly, we only got like a minute left here. Anything else you think people should know about?
I think, you know, one thing that did go up is there is the Trump accounts. I don't know if you've talked about that at all, but for children born between 1/1/2025 and 12/31. 2028, they're each going to receive $1,000 credit into an account for them. And so much like an IRA account, it's going to be funded for them, and they're going to get this $1,000 that, you know, if you keep adding to it, you know, by the time they're 65 years old and ready for retirement, they should have a good chunk of change ready for them when they're ready to use it.
A little like the baby bond thing that we've dealt with here in Connecticut. I don't have any idea how the government will be able to track all that stuff, but I guess they can do it. Andrew, it's really good stuff. Really important for people to know some details, and we appreciate you and the folks at CLA.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.